get a couple of those.
Senate Rules Committee will come to order. Senator Berglund has the A13 amendment, which deals again with the that insurance issue related to the bridge collapse.
Yeah, that's clear.
We think now this is the final version of it. Senator Berglund?
I move the A13 amendment.
And what?
It's just been reworded slightly from what we had before.
So you delete the old.
This ties it directly to the bridge.
To the bridge. It doesn't. Yeah.
But you delete the other section that she had in and
no.
Insert?
We already did.
This adds on or. Is this, Senator Berglund, is this a deletion or is this the.
Oh, it deletes. Yeah, I think that's what the section two was.
Okay.
But it was.
Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, this puts into the bill a section. It doesn't deal with the question of what it was that we took out or didn't take out of the A9 amendment, because frankly, I don't remember where we were on that. I thought we had agreed to take out what was on page 5 of the A9 amendment.
We took that
out. The section 3 that had been put in there, which was section 1 from Senator Berglund's bill. And I thought we were talking about putting in something different, which would be section 2 of her bill. So the question is, what's the form of section 2 of her bill that would go in and become section 3 of this bill?
And section 2 is what we put in, and that's what this one is amending. It's item 16 and 17 is just reworded. That's why you'd have to take out the old language and put, instead of it being section 3, it would be replace section 2 with this.
Okay, Senator Olson, let's just wait a second.
Mr. Chairman, in that case, then, there would be, in order, a motion to amend the A5 amendment first by deleting lines 5.7 to 5.13, or what?
That's
deleting whatever
just,
was.
Okay, just everybody just slow down.
Okay.
That is out of the bill.
Okay.
We added, though, in section 2 of her bill.
Mm-hmm.
Does this replace whatever that is?
Yes. So the motion would be to reconsider the vote whereby section 2 of Senator Berglund's bill was previously put into the bill.
So I'll incorporate that into the motion.
Senator Berglund moves.
We need to reconsider.
To reconsider the vote whereby we put section 2 of her bill into the Senate File 1. On that motion, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed. Motion adopted. Senator Berglund now moves the A13 amendment, which goes in on line 5-7 of the A9 amendment.
Is it on the A9 amendment? No.
Well, it's in the bill.
21.
The council knows where it goes.
Yeah, that's where it goes in the bill.
That's where it goes in the bill. So on the Berglund motion, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, motion adopted. Okay, now we have this typed piece of paper.
I'll move this amendment as well.
Senator Berglund moves. We will call this the
A14 amendment.
Hey, guys, you got to pass this out.
This would be the A14.
This is A14. It starts, the Department of Health will receive $100,000 from capacity building grants. This is language on the well testing that the executive agency has agreed to now. So on the Berglund motion. I understand that it may not be perfectly written, but I don't think we really want to go and wordsmith it.
Mr. Chairman, it isn't just for well testing. The second paragraph is for indoor air quality.
Indoor air quality.
So it's 200,000 of the million now will go to the Department of Health rather than for the local government grants for capacity building.
Apparently.
It's okay. So that you're amending that section,
it's
capacity.
Mr. Watson, this will go in where?
Mr. Chairman, it'll go in page 9 after line 26.
I'll incorporate that into the motion.
Okay. Senator Frederickson.
Mr. Chairman, could I suggest a simple way of doing this would be to make, it'll be clause A and B under subdivision 3, say Department of Health heading of the Department of Health, well testing, and then for the cost of additional testing of wells, et cetera, and do a similar thing with the second section.
Mr. Chairman?
Sir.
Mr. Watson.
Is it the intent here to have a total of $200,000 that's taken out of the $1 million appropriation for capacity building grants?
Yes, it is.
Then one way to do it would, I would wordsmith it, just $100,000 is for the cost of additional testing of wells where bacteria has been found. The appropriation is also for the cost of licensed well contractors, et cetera. And then another paragraph, $100,000 is for the Department of Health to conduct indoor air quality investigation and sampling in public facilities and nonprofit organizations. And you could make the existing paragraph there A and the first one here B and the second one C. Is that what you were saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Senator Berglund incorporates that. Senator Frederick.
Mr. Chairman, I have one other question or suggestion on this A14 amendment where we say for the cost of additional testing of wells where bacteria has been found. I'm wondering if we should, after bacteria, insert above human health limits.
There wouldn't be any bacteria but bacteria that's above human health limits.
We'll take that as a friendly amendment, yes.
Mr. Chairman, along those lines, a question?
Just first, let's get okay. Mr. Watson, what's that language?
As I understand it, it was on the line, the second line of the amendment before the period, insert above human health limits.
Correct. And that's Senator Bergen. Will you incorporate that?
Yes.
Senator Senjum.
Unless we would want to put it after bacteria.
Your way, whichever is appropriate.
Senator Senjum.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, and apparently it's a health department representative here, but, you know, are there such limits? I suppose would be one question. But the other question I had is should that not be are you interested in fecal coliforms or the whole spectrum of anything? I guess that's the question.
Mr. Chairman, my name is John Stein with the Health Department, Environmental Health Division Director. Yes, we look at total coliform and fecal coliform. Okay. And anything that would show up as a positive detect in our sampling would be, as Senator Frederickson said, above health risk limits. Anything that's at lower levels than that, we would say are not of okay. risk. And that was what the language intended to mean.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Watson, review the Berglund A14 amendment as it is now.
Let's say page 9 after line 26, insert, quote, B in parentheses. $100,000 is for the Commissioner of Health for the cost of additional testing of wells while bacteria above human limits have been found. Have, not has. The appropriation is also for the cost of a licensed well contractor to decontaminate any private domestic wells after the second sample result shows positive for bacteria. Paragraph paren C, close paren. $100,000 is for the Commissioner of Health to conduct indoor water quality investigation and sampling. Air quality investigation and sampling in public facilities and nonprofit organizations. And then just delete that last sentence.
And then on 1919, put an A in.
Yes.
That's sub A. Okay, that's the Berglund Amendment. Are the authors comfortable with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Anybody in the audience want to testify? And we understand that that has executive and House agreement.
Been blessed by all.
Senator Erickson Ropes?
No. It's all
that has House and Senate agreement. I mean House and Governor's agreement.
Yes. as best we can recollect from our hallway conversation over the last hour, and I want to thank everyone for their patience. I think someone's checking one last detail here, but we were in agreement in the hallway on all the issues before you.
Mr. Chairman, can I? Mr. Chairman.
Senator Frederickson.
I'm waiting for one confirmation.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Watson.
Pardon me?
Mr. Stein used the proper terminology as health risk limit. I think I just said human health limits. I think the proper term should be human health risk limits.
Thank you. That is incorporated, human health risk limits.
To the author. Just privately talk okay. To the author.
Senator Ropes.
Mr. Chair, we thought we had agreement in the hallway about the second paragraph on your page here, where the $100,000 would be appropriated from the capacity building grants for the indoor air quality investigation. And now we're hearing that the House isn't certain that they agree with that.
Do they want it to come from somewhere else?
Yes.
Where? The general fund?
They thought the Department of Health would find the money within their department to accomplish that. At one point, we had agreement on all the issues before you. So now they're verifying with House members about the appropriation.
We have the Berglund Amendment in front of us. Does everybody understand it?
Yep.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion adopted. Are there any other amendments that the authors are interested in?
Not at this point.
Well,
thank you very much for your tolerance.
Okay.
And patience.
We did the insurance one. We did this one. There was not a third one, right? This is it. Okay. Senator Senjum moves that Senate File 1 as amended be recommended to pass. Any discussion? Anybody in the audience want to testify on the Senjum motion?
All Chair, can I just say,
Senator Senjum,
not to belabor this, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of speeches, but
we hope not.
Senator Ropes, in particular, Senator Murphy, Senator Lynch have all worked very hard on this, and I compliment them on their efforts.
Thank you, Senator.
Okay, on the Senjum motion, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, motion adopted. Thank you, Senators.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members.
Okay, and authors need to be on the floor ready to discuss this bill. Rules Committee, we will go to the floor, discuss this bill, and then we obviously have to have a House file, so we will see where we're at. But we'll get our discussion debate done on the floor as best we can. So.
Right away.
So why don't we just recess the Rules Committee to the call of the chair? So, oops.
No, I don't need
the rules.
Okay.
No, not the
rules. When do we go to the floor?
No.
The Rules Committee is in recess, just in case it's needed again. Okay.
What's happening behind scenes is that they've taken all the amendments that you adopted earlier and are engrossing them into the committee report.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. What's going on? We got her done at the whole.
Yep.
See what the House does.
It's the engrossment, I imagine. So then the committee report will come up. We'll convene, adopt the committee report. No, but before we, yeah. Are we going to have a little while before? We wanted an engrossment of the bill.
Well, I think we should start up there and get the.
Just recess. Recess or recess?
On the bill is due. Engrossment.